Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous Shir B'Siyata D'Shmaya. We have already seen Nifla'ot G'dolot Mitaras Hashem. We have been going through the Sugya of Ritzicha, Gael Adam, starting with the Pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim that says, V'chiyak e'ish es avdo es amaso b'shevet u'meis tachas yado noko mi nokem. That if a man hits his male or female servant with a staff and he dies, their death will be avenged. However, achyomo yomayim, imyomo yomayim yamod. In other words, this person is guilty of murder if he kills his eved. But achyomo yomayim yamod. But if after a day he stands for a day or two, in other words, the eved doesn't die immediately, lo yukam, there is no vengeance, meaning he's not guilty of murder. Why? Ki kaspo hu, because it's his money. And the Mefarshim explain, doesn't make sense that somebody would want to lose his money and kill this eved. So it must be he didn't intend it, and therefore he's not considered a willful murderer. But if he dies within a day, then he is considered a willful murderer. And that's the pasuk we began with. And we wanted to understand that Targum is done a yistan, he'll be judged. What's the sinyan of judging? Why is that? That's the way he translates the yukam, the nekama. And we launched into a long discussion about inyanei ritzicha. And now we're going weiter. And again, this is based on the Torah of Mori V'Rabi, Hamufla V'Hamuflag, Agon Agadur of David Yitzchak Man, Zecher Tzadik V'Vracha. This is the fourth shir in this series. And we will now go back to the Lashon Nikama and the Divrei Targum Unkelus and explain that based on the Rambam, the second parak of Hilchos Ritzeach, in the 14th halacha. Zok the Rambam, Yeroy Li Shamakas Abdu Besakin Vesayef, Obe Evan Vegro, Fahayotse Behem Vamdu, Lemiso Mesaino Bedin, Yomo Yomayim, El Afilomates, Lacharshan and Eragolov, Lakachnamar Beshevet, Shalnitantar Rishus Lakoso, Ella Beshevet, Umakil, Ritsuva Hayotse Behem, Velobe Hakos Ritsicha. So the Rambam says, it appears to me that when a person strikes his servant with a knife, a sword, a stone, a fist, or the like, and it was assessed that he would die, and he did die, the leniency granted if the servant survives more than 24 hours does not apply. Instead, even if the servant dies a year later, the owner should be executed because of the servant's death. There's a chiyuv misa, as the Rambam says earlier. Torah is not clear about it, if there's a chiyuv misa. Rambam says, mamash chiyuv misa for killing an eved, which, you know, it was a huge chiddush in the ancient world. People killed their avadim wholesale. It was not an issue at all. But the Torah says that it's asur and it's a chiyuv misa. To underscore this point, the Torah says the Rambam, that you strike the servant b'shevet with a rod, with a staff. For the Torah granted the owner permission to beat a servant only with a rod, a staff, or staff, or the like, but not with murderous blows. Don't hit him with a sword. Don't hit him with a, you know, with an iron fist or whatever. Don't do anything to that would kill him. So that's the Rambam. Not hakoyas ritzicha. With a staff, somebody doesn't hit their, with a shevet, if they want to kill the person, that's a stupid way of doing it. So memela, the Torah says that that's how you should kill. That's how you, if you have to hit your eved, that's the way they used to do it back then. Till very recently, this was also the minhag in chadarim in schools. They'd also hit the kids, but Baruch Hashem, not happening anymore. So they used to hit their eved, so hit him with a staff and not with a, not in a murderous way. And this is Al Pi Dvarav Balacha Yud Beis, So what's the difference between his Eved and the other people? And the answer is that his Eved, he has Rishus to hit him. And therefore if he hits him, and he dies within 24 hours, then... he's killed. But if he stands for 24 hours and then dies, if he remains alive for 24 hours and then dies, he's not killed, even though he was killed because of the Makkah. But nevertheless, the Adon didn't intend it, and therefore the Adon isn't killed. So he has Rishus to hit his Eved, but he doesn't have Rishus to hit him in a murderous way, and the way to determine if it was murderous or not is how long the Eved survives for. And so writes the Rashbam, Ayin Sham, Rashikasva, Ramban, Vabartanura, Va Ibn Ezra, Vesfornokan, Ayin Sham. Meaning that there is a Choyv Chiyuv Ritzicha Gomor, Vaharigas Evet Kenaini. Shechayev Hu B'mitzvis, an Evet Kenaini is Chayev in Mitzvis, and he is part of Nachlis Hashem, like the Rambam writes there in Perik Beis, Halach Yir Aleph. Who mechilta kan? Who veberashi? Shaf avdo v'shivchaso b'chlal mashenemar maka ish v'meis. So we have a kula on the pasuk of yom yomayim that if he stands for a day or two, so then the adon isn't considered a murderer. But if he doesn't, then one is definitely guilty of murder, which is not something that any of us want to be guilty of. But since he has rishus to hit him with a staff, as long as it's not a makas maves, hekila hatorah v'amra shekol sheino meis miyad, since he didn't hit him a murderous blow, the Torah is mekel and says if he doesn't die immediately, then it's included in the makah that's permitted, and if only if he dies within 24 hours, then we know, we can assume that he had murderous intent, and Mimela, he is going to have to pay the heavy price and be punished. So, because he's considered a Rotzeach as Yisrael, who's Chayav Misa. So it would appear, according to this, that since the Torah was Mekel in this Ritzicha, so it must be that in this Kula it was said that the by an Eved we don't have a Chiyuv Misas Bezdin, which is an Onesh Alaveros HaRitzicha. Because if the Vort was that there's a classical Chiyuv Misas Bezdin, then what's this vort of waiting a day or two? It says Yomo Yomayim, which Rashi says means Meis Leis, 24 hours, which can be over the course of 2 days. So what's the vort of waiting 24 hours for, if it's a classical Mises based in? Shebezeh b'chol gavnak shemeta eved achalkach achal shetrubo shelo yargeu v'kibel at rav v'amar af al pichein v'nitparer שהייתה בו זו מכת מוות בעל כורחנו יש לנשו מחמת עבירת הרציחה ואפשר שיהיה חילוק בין מת העבד מיד ולאחר זמן. If the word is, it's a classical chi of misa, then it doesn't matter when the Eved died. He got Asra, he said don't give him a makas mavis, he gives him a makah, and then the guy dies, so if it's a classical chi of misa, it doesn't matter, 24 hours, 28 hours, 264 hours. Point is, he died from this makah, then the person's going to be chai of misa. ובעל כוחנו שנאמר בזה, so then what is the vort? שכיוון שהיה זה בשבט, since this was done with a staff, and the Adon has rishus to hit him with the staff, so the Torah doesn't punish him for this avera, because there's a kulin in onesh misa. When it comes to an eved, the onesh misa is not as severe as for a regular Jew. And the way we can determine what his intentions were when he hit him was whether he stands for 24 hours when he wants to mamish kill him. So, you know, generally when someone wants to kill somebody else, they hit him in such a way that they're going to die within 24 hours, not going to wait 24 hours. Ayein your local boxing competition. That's already a way of trying to kill somebody within 24 hours. והרי העומד של מכת מוות התפילה ב-24 שעות דווקא הוא דבר קשה עד מאוד שיעמוד את זה אדון ולעולם ישנו בזה את הצד הכולה הבא מחמת היתר העקה שלו בעבדו. So there is a heter and it's hard to determine. It's hard for the adon to determine, is this going to last? Is he going to make it for 24 hours? Not make it for 24 hours? And we always have this kula of him being allowed to hit his eved, but he has to be careful, because if he hits him too hard and he dies within 24 hours, then the adon is going to be chayv misa. And if he doesn't, then we have a kula that since he's allowed to hit him, he is a heter haka. And Mimela, he used his heter, and if he dies after 24 hours, we assume it wasn't a makas mavis, it was just a regular maka which is permitted, and therefore the adon isn't punished. And for this reason, the Ravid writes in the Torah's Kohan in Parashas Behar, Parashas Vav, Pasuk Vav, Lachriach, She'ein heter lahakot et eved ulevaisho. He says that there's no heter to hit the eved, to embarrass the eved. Dim lo ken lo yachayav al retzichato, gam memet betoch yom o yomayim. The Ravid's claim is that if it was mutter to hit the eved, then even if he died within a day or two, the adon wouldn't be chayav misa, because he's a heter to hit him. So the Ravid says, if he is a heter to hit his eved, then why should he be chayav misa even if he dies within a day? So it must be there's no heter to hit him. And if he does hit him, then if he dies within a day, he's killed, but there's no heter to hit him in the first place. And because it's like we said before, it's hard to figure out when he hits him, is he going to last a day? Is he not going to last a day? Like, how does the adon make such an assessment? You know, that I'm going to hit him in such a way that he's not going to die immediately, he's only going to die in 3 days from now. So since it's such a hard assessment to make, and maybe he made a mistake, maybe he hit him in such a way that, you know, he wanted him to last longer, he didn't intend for him to die so quickly, thought maybe he would live, you know, he hit him so hard, maybe Taki he would live, he wouldn't die at all. He doesn't know. So since it's such a subtle thing, such a hard judgment to make, so it must be the Torah doesn't want you to even go there. The Torah doesn't even want you to hit him in the first place. That's the Ravid Tainus. The Ravid says, don't even touch him in the first place, because how are you supposed to know? He's going to die within a day. He's not going to die within a day. Because if the Ravid says it would be mutter to hit him, then there wouldn't be a din of die within a day, that he's chayv misa, because then what do you want from the guy's life? He hit him in such a way that he thought he would make it, he thought he wouldn't die, and then he ended up dying within a day. It's not the Adon's fault. The Adon didn't mean it. He didn't mean to kill him. So why doesn't the Adon have that claim? The answer is because you're not allowed to hit him in the first place. Since you're not allowed to hit him in the first place, so then what do you mean? Oh, I hit him and I thought he wouldn't die, or I thought he would last more than a day. What are you hitting him for? The Ravid says it's usher to hit him. Therefore, if he dies within a day, he's got no excuses. And therefore, it follows what the Rambam says. That the Rambam says, right, you only have a special kula of hakah b'shevet. Remember, the Rambam doesn't subscribe to this. Rambam says you're allowed to hit him. But the Rambam holds that if you hit him a hakah as misa, not b'shevet, then the person, the adon, is chayv misa. Because there's no kula. In other words, the kula doesn't, but the moment there's no kula of hitting him, then there are no excuses. So the Ravid says there's no kula of hitting him. So if he dies at all, there's no kula of hitting him, so if he dies within 24 hours, the adon is chayv misa, whether he meant it or not. There's no heter to hit him. And the Rambam holds, there is a heter to hit him, but not a makas maves. And therefore, if he hits him with a makas maves, even if he lasts more than 24 hours, if he lasts for a week, the adon's still going to be chayv. Why? Because hakas ritzicha, there's no kula of being allowed to hit him in the first place. The etzem haka was aser, just like the rivet holds the etzem haka is aser, and therefore if he hits him, even if he didn't mean it, if he dies within a day, then the adon is chayev misa. The Rambam in the same way holds that if he hits him hakas misa, if he hits him like in a very severe way, he knocks him upside the head with a metal stick or with like a really, I don't know, something really very sharp weapon or whatever it might be, something that's very dangerous, then he doesn't have the heter anymore of a day. Because since you have no heter to hit him, so there's no more kula. When is there a kula? When you had a head, Rambam holds, when you have a heter to hit him. Then we have the kula of a day. If you know heter to hit him, you lose your kula. So since he lost his kula, even if he dies in a week or in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, the adon is still bashildig, he's still chayv misa. Because he had no heter to give him hakas ritzicha in the first place. So if he ends up dying from it, even if it lasts more than a day, the adon's going to be chayv misa. The Ravid holds that if there's a heter haka, then there's going to be no chomer aveira of ritzicha. So the Ravid holds that it must be there's no heter haka in the melech ritzicha. And when the Rambam says, when there's no heter haka, i.e. with a dangerous object, then again there's no kula, and you have no heter of a day or two. So the Ravid holds that there's no heter haka, and therefore there's a chomer of ritzicha. And the Rambam also holds when there's a heter haka, it's considered regular ritzicha, and therefore even if he lasts more than a day, I hope I'm making myself clear. If he hits him hakas ritzicha, a murderous blow, and there's no kula of hitting him in the first place, he's chayv k'chol rotzeach. Doesn't matter a day, not a day. Umeila d'mashe chayavu ba'aka'a b'shevet b'met b'toch yom ha'yomayim ein zela mechiyuv mitat ha'rotzeach b'gedel shel nekama shekanit ba'er yeshnahi b'chol retzicha sheze eino talui ba'averat ha'retzicha ela b'metziyut ha'makeh b'lo shayach b'ze kula b'chumra. אלא שהרי כאן התבהר לטה למיטת הנקמה אלא ידי גול אדם זה לא שייך בעבד שאין לו קרובים. ובעל כורחנו שנאמר כאן ציווי לבית דין להיות לו לגול אדם וידי זה לנקום ממנו. ואת העמדה זו הגבילה התורה רק כלפי מי שמת בתוך יום או יומיים, שיותר ראוי לנקום בו בחיי גוונה. ולכן, נהרג הוא רק במת העבד בתוך יום או יומיים. So the whole arichos we had in the first three shiurim proved that there's a din of nekama. By Rotzech, when someone kills someone else, there's a din of nekama that we take vengeance. Now, who takes vengeance? A relative. But besides the din of Beis Din, there's also what the Goel Adam does. And what the Goel Adam does is midin nekama. He has to take vengeance for the murder of his relative. And the Torah gave him that right. So on the Rambam, there are two aspects to what the Goel Adam does. one al shliach beis din, and the other one his own akama, no came. That was what we saw in the Rambam, and then we saw in the Ramban that they're really two distinct in him. There's one as in a kama, and then there's the other that he just brings him to Beis Din, that the Beis Din kills him. That's one din. According to the Rambam, it's all subsumed under Mises Beis Din, therefore he's not monad as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. This is what we were marich in the previous shira. And according to the Ramban, it's its own independent mitzvah of nekama. So he either brings him to the Beis Din and the Beis Din kills him, and or he kills him himself as nekama, or he bring him to the Beis Din as nekama, or killing himself as nekama. But either way, there's a din of nekama for a rotzeach. So the point is that this Eved doesn't have any goal adam, but murder must be avenged. There must be nekama because murder requires nekama. So who's gonna do the nekama? Here it's gonna be the Beis Din. And the Torah says that this nekama is only done if the person dies within a day or two. I read Shiyot Yoter Ro'ilin Kombo B'chai Gavna. I think I should have said Yoter Lo Ro'ilin Kombo. More than a day or two is no nekama. But if it's within a day or two, then it requires nekama, because all murders require nekama. And therefore, in this case, remember, if it's within a day or two, if he dies after a day or two, then there's no nekama because he had a heter hakah. But if there's no heter hakah, either because it's a murderous blow and therefore it's even more than a day or two, even more than 24 hours, or if he hit him with a shevet, but it's within 24 hours, then there has to be nekama. And it doesn't matter whether the other one intended it or not. This murder requires nekama. And that's why the Torah says, nakom yinakem. That's the lashon of nekama that we learn. Because murder requires nekama. That's why we went into the whole, launched into the whole long discussion about murder, nekama. That vengeance has to be taken. So there's obviously still a lot more to say. Oh me, oh my. But we still haven't explained this Dune Yisdan. What's the sinyan of din? So I hope Hashem should give us life and health and everything good that we're zocha to continue. I know these shiurim are Arukim and Od, but you know, like I once heard from Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, long but not long-winded, you know. So it's long, but I hope worthy of its length. Alright, thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends. Shalom, shalom.